Jennifer Harris is the organizer of the Farm to Fermentation Festival taking place on Sunday at the Findlay Community Center in Santa Rosa. Let's start by telling people exactly what they might find at such a festival.
Well, this year we have a number of classes, over 20 classes. Some of these include why fermented foods are beneficial for you, and some of these classes include DIY information about actually making these fermented foods at home. In addition to the classes, you'll also have the opportunity to taste samples from fermented vendors that make non-alcoholic fermented beverages and foods like pickles and cheese and bread and multiple things that we all love that we don't even think of as being fermented.
That's part of the idea, I guess, to expand people's horizons to fermentation beyond beverages.
Absolutely. And in Sonoma County here, we happen to have a wide variety of small companies who are producing fermented foods.
Now, some of these things are fairly well known, but cheese and bread seem like a bit of a surprise.
Fermentation takes hold in a number of processes that we would find in foods that we love every day. A lot of people don't even think about Tabasco sauce as actually a fermented food product. But bread, of course, sourdough breads, many of the cheeses that we all know started out as fresh farm cheeses that were made just using the native bacteria in the milk itself. That's before we had the knowledge of certain cheese cultures. And now with, of course, all the development in the cheese-making world, you're able to really achieve some wonderfully complex and delicious flavors with the cheese-making process. And in addition to the complexity that you might achieve in a cheese, something such as pickles and sauerkraut in the Industrial Revolution have been made now with vinegar. But traditionally, in the fermentation process, you achieve much more rich and complex flavors than you would with just a vinegar product.
So this is, at essence, a bacteriological process?
Absolutely. Bacteria and yeast are the main focus at our event this year.
Do people then need to cultivate a particular type for each type of product?
Well, of course, there's native yeasts and bacteria that live in our air, in our flora, all around us. And what you need to do is take very basic precautionary measures so that you are encouraging the fermentation process by the right bacteria and yeast. So some of these DIY classes will teach you how to start a wild fermentation at home in a safe way that you can make a sauerkraut or even a soda just at home by collecting these wild yeast and bacteria from your own environment.
So with all of these foods to choose from, what's your favorite?
Oh, that's so hard. I would have to say in the summertime it's pickles, in the wintertime it's kimchi. Every point in the year, especially in Sonoma County, we have so much great produce here. Every time of the year, there's something great to ferment. So that's a really hard question for me. I do love bread and cheese, but I'd say that pickles and kimchi probably top my list.
Visitors will be able to go to the festival and determine their own favorites. It's Sunday at the Findlay Community Center in Santa Rosa, 11 to 5. Jennifer Harris, thanks very much for taking time to talk with us.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks for having me.